The World Health Organization says it's very worried about the spread of disease in the territory. Dr. Tawfiq Al-Shabaki from a hospital in the West Bank says fighting is making it difficult for medics to get to work.
This is what happened last night. Some of our doctors could not reach the hospital because it was unsafe for them due to gunshots around the hospital.
A football fan who mocked the death of young mascot Bradley Lowry has been given a 12-week suspended sentence and a football banning order. Dale Horton admitted a public order offence during a match between Sheffield Wednesday and Sunderland in September. A court in Dublin's jailed a man for life for murdering Irish schoolteacher Aisling Murphy on a canal path in Tullamore in County Offaly. Josef Pushkar had initially confessed to the killing in January last year, but then changed his account. Police in London are hunting a man who tried to push a woman in front of a train in what's been called an attempted murder. It happened at Leicester Square Underground station on Monday. The Prime Minister's refused to confirm if there are any giveaways in next week's autumn statement. It's after reports that inheritance taxes could be cut. Everton have been deducted 10 points for breaching the Premier League's profits and sustainability rules. The club were referred to an independent commission after posting financial losses for the fifth year in a row. The club's interim chief executive, Colin Chong, says they will be appealing.
Myself and everybody at the club are shocked and disappointed by the ruling of the Premier League Commission. The club's view is that the harshness and severity of this punishment are neither a fair nor a reasonable reflection of the evidence that was submitted to the Commission.
Everton have now dropped to the bottom of the table. They're sitting alongside Burnley on 4 points at the moment. And that's the latest. I'm Amante Falkenstein.
Thanks, Amante.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, there's plenty of sunshine for the rest of the daylight. However, thick cloud is set to move back in by the evening, and tonight will be overcast but mostly dry. During the early hours, a band of heavy rain will move in from the west, becoming widespread though over Essex. Some heavy downpours are likely at times, with highs of 9 and overnight lows of 5.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Hello, it's Friday afternoon here on Drive. We've made it to the weekend together. Now we've got 3 hours of great music, and I love hearing from you, so you can email me or get hold of me as well via my socials. If you join me for the first time, I will give you all the info a little bit later. But let's kick off the show with an absolute utter classic from Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Got you ever.
Nobody makes me happy. Yes, so we have got to the weekend, and there is someone else makes me happy. It's our Patrick sitting in the studio. Hello, Patrick.
Hello there, Joe.
Did you like that segue?
I thought it was wonderful. Yeah, you clearly taken hours working on it.
Hours, yeah. You can see the cogs moving around.
The cogs moving, absolutely.
Yeah. A bright light appeared upon my head.
There we go. That's it.
The light's on, Joe.
Lovely.
She's here for the afternoon.
She is indeed.
So how have you been?
I've been
Patrick?
Good, thank you very much. Yeah, guests were fascinating this afternoon. You'll see the pictures on the web, but they've come from Colchester area, and when I arrived, they were already here, and they were sitting in the other room in there, and they were here to talk about Tudor reenactment that's happened at Peacock's house in Coggeshall next weekend, and they are involved in a group that do that, and they were sitting in there in full Tudor costume, and they'd driven in here in full Tudor costume, and they're driving home as well, the same as well.
That's
one of them is the mistress of the house in quite grand costume, and the other one is the housekeeper. They sat here dressed like that.
Well, the studio too is always really cold in there.
They got all their thick things on. Yeah, absolutely.
But when I got in here, that's why the window was open there. I know.
So that's been really great. So they were really, really good. Yeah. So enjoyed having them there. And and during the week, people should check out all of the local theatres. It's good to get theatres back up and working, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
And I was the other evening at the Chelmsford Theatre seeing a show with a woman. I can't remember her name specifically. I don't think we did know her name. Mm. But the show is called Not Kate Bush. We thought it was a Kate Bush tribute act.
Yeah.
And it's partly that, but it was also just audience participation and dance. It was just a one-woman show.
Was anybody dressed up as
and,
Kate Bush?
She was.
And continually
keep changing the woman who was taking the part.
Not in the audience.
No, there was nobody in the audience dressed up as Kate Bush, surprisingly.
Well, I didn't expect her to be looking like Boy George.
Well, you never know. She didn't look like Kate Bush all the time, actually, but she kept putting on different costumes and different wigs and things like this. So she wasn't continually looking like Kate Bush, even though she was singing like
it. I really want to go now.
You should. Well, she's been to Australia, and you go.
Really?
You get all of the. If you go on to these things where you get the reviews, she gets 5-star reviews all the time.
Bet.
It was a really, really entertaining
evening.
You've
not reviewed her, though, have you?
No, I haven't reviewed
it. I didn't say this,
I'm doing it now.
Oh, you are? Yeah.
And it was just really, really entertaining.
Seriously, did she sing like some of the songs and stuff like that?
She did. She did Man With a Child in Her Eyes, for example. She did all the big ones, did sing them as well, with just a backing track.
Nice.
But for lots of the ones where there were kind of like backing singers or things like this, or Kate Bush herself sort of like did things like, you know, wah, 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 all of that. She had all of us doing that.
So the
whole place kind of like doing all of that.
Sound more like the Combine Harvest. Oh, wah, wah, wah.
Kate Bush fans would know what that was all about.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know.
That's brilliant. No, that's that. I love a bit of audience participation as well. Because a lot of things, when you go to theatres, a lot of people go to musical theatres because they love the music.
Sure.
But of course, I mean, I never sing along because it just feels, it's wrong in the theatre, doesn't it? But sometimes when you do have the audience participation ones, they are brilliant, where they sort of like encourage you
to
sing along.
Absolutely, she encourages.
That's brilliant.
And right at the very end, she obviously got to end with Wuthering Heights. And so she rather miraculously put the costume on that Kate Bush wore in the video. Yeah. All the music started, and then she looked at us all, and she turned the microphone round the other way, and then she did all of the dancing that Kate Bush did in the video, but we all had to sing the lyrics.
Well, thank goodness she wasn't in the front going, oh, wah, 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 wah.
I was only 4 rows back.
Was she? You do project your voice, Patrick.
Well, I've got a loud voice. It's just the way I am, you know.
Oh, Patrick, do you know what? So, so is it still going on, do you know?
No, it was just
that
one night.
Oh,
but people could check it out because she tours around all
yeah,
all over
so
the place.
She may be back. Sounds
but, yeah,
brilliant,
and you know, and check the theatre out as well because yeah. they have lots and they have increasingly large number of things going on there.
No, it's so, really yeah. good. All the little theatres as well. There's a little one in Longford as well.
Yeah, there was
really
one in Brentwood as well here as well. Yeah, yeah they're all good, you and know. And live entertainment, we really need to encourage it, don't we?
Yeah, as well as for the artists as
absolutely.
Well. You know, there's
absolutely,
not, yeah.
we really do.
Yes, right, there we go again. Right, now fancy another little song before we go to the ads.
Okay.
Bit, take that, let's shine, shall we? As you always shine.
Yeah,
the
shine,
studio shines when you're in on a Friday. Here we go. Singing along, Patrick. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be. But you're stuck in a hole. And I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see. But I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along. Trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. Oh, your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all. In yourself, it's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes, you might just get a big surprise, and it may feel good. And you might want to smile, smile, smile. Oh, don't you let your demons pull you down, 'cause you can have it all.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas. Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
So it's Friday afternoon, the 17th of November, here on Drive, and Patrick's still with me.
Yes.
Aren't you, Patrick? Yeah, Patrick.
Yes.
It is. We're ready for this. It's the National Day.
National Day.
It's the National Unfriend Day.
Unfriend Day.
On social media, you know, like when you get all these kind of, I'll talk about it more later, but you know when you go on social media,
yes,
and you see all these people just every single day, three times a day, they're just posting their food online. It's really funny.
Yeah, I know, some people do that, don't they?
I know. Have you ever done that, though?
I've been on holiday and had an extraordinary meal arrive, and so I have been known to take a photo of that.
Yeah, but not cheese on toast.
Not every day.
Beans on toast. Your bacon sarnie in the morning.
Yeah, well, I don't have either of those, but I mean, I still wouldn't post them on whatever I had. I wouldn't post on that.
You're a porridge man, then, are you?
I used to be sometimes. Uh-huh. I tend to have a sort of like a mixed muesli sort of thing and lots of fruit for breakfast.
The things I find out about
you. I know, it's frightening, isn't it, really? You could write the book.
I know, yeah. Do your biography.
Well, yeah.
I know what I'd call it, don't you?
What?
If someone's just tuned in, you'll be thinking, what is Joe talking about?
Well, they always think that, don't they?
I know, yeah. And the people can't understand what I'm saying when I'm out and about, let alone sitting at home listening on the
radio.
But yeah, so Patrick, you off now, or are you going to hang about for a bit longer?
I think I should go off before try to get home a bit before it gets dark,
I know. It gets dark.
It starts so early now, doesn't it?
I know,
and there's quite a lot of country road. The way I go back to Chelmsford, I go back this way, and there's quite a lot of country roads. So, So I think I'll try to get through them before it gets dark.
No, it's really wise. Yeah, I don't like driving home in the dark. But I stick to the main road now, but even though it takes me longer rather than going down the country road. But
I try to avoid, because, I mean, Brentwood, as you do when you're doing your traffic in a bit, Brentwood's just very busy at this time of day.
Yeah.
And so it's the other bits. And so, I could go back on the A12, but I tend to go back. So up through Blackmore and all of that way.
So you get a nice
view. It's all pretty.
As well.
Yeah, it's all nice countryside.
Do you get any deer now through there?
Yeah, there are deer around. You have to be careful.
A little few bucks going along.
Absolutely. Many years ago, I was up kind of like around that area, and it was an evening actually. Mm. And before I knew what it had happened, something had gone. Just across in front of the car, and it was a deer.
It didn't hit you, though.
No, fortunately, but it was really close.
Yeah, it's a worrying thing. You do see the signs, and you think, oh no, but I actually saw one. Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll go even slower than it says.
Yeah, you have to be really careful.
Yeah, because
I mean, because some of them, like this one that jumped across in front of me, that was quite large. So
I would hate to
have
one
to be
of
careful.
Those.
Indeed,
I wouldn't know what to do. See, I'm stressing already.
You're stressing. Well, de-stress and play a nice piece of de-stressed music.
We are going to de-stress, because what we're going to do, we're going to have a track. Was that last year from one of my favourite artists around? He's an independent singer-songwriter called Alex Hopkins.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get him into the studio.
Right.
We're trying to sort out the time, but this is Canada Docs. And actually, that take me straight up to the travel, and I can let you know the safest way for you to get home, Patrick.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so stick around a second, but here is Alex Hopkins with Canada Docs here on Phoenix FM.
was feeling kind of nervous. Split my personality. Half a person on the surface, half a struggle underneath. That day, that crowd, you came and threw your name to me. Don't know quite how hello fell out my mouth. Then you took my hand and you held it tight. Couldn't get in a cab or the lazy light. So without a plan, we took out our sport. Only got it at all. Only got it at all. Only got it at all. Here we are without a garden. Guess a single room will do. In a studio apartment. If I'm living here with you. No more cracking under pressure. Like I did before me. Now I pull my life together. Cause you should be hard to figure it out. That day.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, M25 anti-clockwise, slow traffic coming into Essex through the Dartford tunnels. Not too bad though, only about 15 minutes there. In Wickford, reports of an accident actually at Nevenden Road. That's around the Oak House Drive junction. But traffic is doing all right around now. Now, Brightling C, B1029 Church Road is closed in both directions at Manor House Way. That's outside Colne Community School and College due to a broken down lorry. It has also shed some of its load and there's loads of sand on the road still. Now in Braintree, slow moving traffic on the A120 East between B1256 and Galley's Corner. A120 Eastbound, slow traffic between Poplar Nurseries and Mark's Tay Interchange. A12 Northbound, slow traffic between Junction 17 and Junction 19. And in Wickford, Golden Jubilee Way, there's slow traffic between the Neverden Interchange and London Road. It is slow moving there. A130 Northbound, slow traffic approaching the A12 and Junction 17, that is, at How Green. In Thundersley, slow traffic and Rayleigh Road northbound between Dorseith Road and Rayleigh Weir Interchange. And in Chelmsford Parkway eastbound, slow moving traffic between Rainsford Lane and Victoria Road. Slow moving traffic still in Chelmsford Parkway East between the High Bridge and the Army and Navy roundabout. And speaking of the Army and Navy roundabout, there's also slow moving traffic on Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road. In Colchester, slow traffic on Norwen approach, that's southbound between Via Urbis, Rumini and Burgle Road. A127 eastbound, slow moving traffic between Progress Road and Kent Elms Road. And finally, in Southend, there's slow moving traffic on Victoria Avenue. This is northbound between West Street, East Street and Cuckoo Corner. Now, the rail is looking good. That means I should have an alarm because every single day this week, the rail has been good for us. But let's head over to the Tube. Minor delays on the Hammersmith and City Line due to cancellations. Underground station is closed on Northern Line at Kentish Town. And finally, trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line, westbound that is, at South Ealing. Again, all due to those pesky engineering works. There'll be more travel updates from me in an hour. Running Back to Your Heart. Now, we're going to have three or maybe four songs at 4:30, all with Walking in the title. Walking, not walk, walking. Now, if you would like to have your suggestion played out, you can do that by getting hold of us at radio@phoenixfm.com on email, or you can get hold of my social medias by Facebook and Insta at Joe Bailey Music, or even Twitter if you like, at Joe Bailey Music 1. So whether you want me to give you a shout or not, that's absolutely fine. You can let me know, and if I've got it in the studio, I will definitely play it. So that'll be coming on around sort of 4:30 in the next hour. Now, birthdays. If it's your birthday, it's the weekend birthday. As I say, you've got every right to start celebrating from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday, as I'm sure the eldest brother of the Hansons, Umbop, yes, is today. 1980 he was born, keyboardist and vocalist with Hanson. 1997, can you believe it? Number one single with Umbop. And hang on a minute, here we go. Hang on, it's been one of those days. It's having Patrick doing all his ooh-ahs in the studio today. Here we go. So if you've got a request, you know what to do.
You're listening to Joe Bailey on Phoenix FM.
Gets into you and the shadows of your heart. There'll be better days when my love will find you, even though we're miles apart. Like an airplane, as the world fades out, and there's a new world yet to come. And all your pain will release at night into the arms of the chosen one. If you're lost, I'll find you there, with the sunlight in your hair, and the sadness washed away by the rain. Open up your eyes, 'cause you're reeling. Baby, try to remember, it's just a feeling. And there'll be better waves that begin to echo through the wasteland of your mind. Through the Milky Way, oh, my love will hold you, hope it gets you through the night. Don't believe the little lies underneath the darkened skies. Stand up, I'll meet you there in the washed away with the rain.
Strings there, Liam Gallagher with Better Days. That was out last year, I think, now. Yeah, how many times I've played that? I'd love a pound for every time I played that. We do play a lot from the 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties and nowies, but we do the odd one from the 60s, including this one. Now, Edison Lighthouse, Love Grows. This is for you, Brenda. And again, if you want to request, you know what to do.
Nobody knows like me.
It was actually written in the 60s, but he actually charted at number one in 1970 from their album Already. There you go, learn something new every day. Let's have a listen to a Guess the Intro. I'll be playing that out in the next couple of hours.
Guess the Intro.
Hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
more I play that, the more I like that. OMD, orchestral manoeuvres in the dark. Yes, I can say that without looking. That's Bauhaus Staircase, the brand new track from them. Now, just after 4 o'clock it'll be, we have not got 10 minutes together yet in this hour, but they, I'm going to read out a couple of lines, or the first lines, I should say, of a really famous track from back in the day. Do you know what the song is? You ready? Right, everybody wants you. Everybody wants your love. I'd just like to make you mine, all mine. Now, I can't read the next line out because everyone will get it straight away. It says, everybody wants you. Everybody wants your love. I'd just like to make you mine, all mine. So all you have to do is get in touch, if you like, radio@phoenixfm.com or on my socials. You know how to do that now, and let me know, or just be happy with yourself knowing that you know the song. But I'll be playing that after 4 o'clock. But now, let's have Hall and Oates with Man Eater here on Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
Now, on this day, back in 2002, so it was only like 21 years ago, a Texan multi-billionaire hired the Rolling Stones to play on his 60th birthday party that was held in Las Vegas. Now, you think, like, the boys are all over the place, aren't they? So, and he says, but how much do you think the fee was for the Stones to play at his party? I'll let you know after this track. It's a lot. That was 21 years ago. Goodness knows what it is now. £4.5 million. Goodness knows what it'd be worth now. Wow. Right, now after four, we'll have the three at 4:30, all with the word walking in the title. Still got time to let me know your favourites if you wish. Not locked in there. And we'll be back in the next hour with the song that have these lyrics as the opening lines. Ready? Everybody wants you. Everybody wants your love. I'd just like to make you mine. All mine. Oh, do you know what it is?
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.